There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Friday, April 14th edition, and I hope everybody had a good Thursday and is ready for the weekend. Quite a night on the DFS front. Hope some of you played those Mets. Mentioned Arnaud and Cespedes, not like huge plays, but Arnaud 40 points, Cespedes double dongs yet again. One of the plays I was very happy with is some of our pitching plays. Liriano. Double-digit strikeouts, pitched very well. I told you he's too good in a good spot to just completely keep ignoring the man. Darvish threw great. Anderson threw great. The day slate. Slip and Jimmy was great. Braun and Thames go deep. Mazzara went deep in the day slate. The A's let us down mightily, but overall hit a lot of those big bats showed up for us today. And that early twin stack, I said, stack the early part. Well, Kepler, Grossman, they both go deep. Sano goes deep. That early twin stack was very tasty. We'll get it into the Friday action. 15 game all day, 2 game early, 13 game late. Let's take a quick look at the weather. There are a couple places that are a bit sketchy, but that is to be expected. And the biggest one is in Minnesota, White Sox at Twins. This is a great matchup to target for bats, but the wind's blowing in heavy from right center, and there's anywhere from 50 to 70% chances of rain throughout the night, so keep your eye on that one. Remember, follow Kevin Roth on Twitter. He will help you there. Wind blowing out hard in Kansas City to left field, Angels, Royals. Blowing out hard in Oakland, Astros, A's. Blowing out hard in San Francisco, Rockies, Giants. But other than that, the only big rain threat at the moment is in the Twins game, the White Sox at Twins. So keep your eyes on that one. That's the one to watch, and that's a shame because that's a great hitting matchup there. Let's take a look at your Vegas numbers going to the evening slate. Well, Strasburg's a big day favorite, so is Hendricks. But in the evening, you have most of it's 150 or less. Tehran, big favorite against Chacin and the Padres. We'll get to that. Danny Duffy and the Royals, big favorite, minus 150 over the Angels. Reasons for that. And of course, Kershaw, minus 240 against Greinke and the D-backs. They have the lowest total on the day, over under 6. We have 3 nines on the board. Angels, Royals, over under 9. White Sox, Twins, over under 9. Another reason why I wanted to target that game. And then Brewers, Reds, over under 9. We will get to that one. A couple 8.5s. We have Tampa Bay, Boston at 8.5. Detroit at Cleveland, 8.5. Bunch of 8s, couple 7s, and a 6 on the board. That Greinke Kershaw over under 6, my goodness. Let's get right at it. Pitching for the night. It's led off by the one and only Clayton Kershaw, $13,500 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. You don't have to talk about this very much, but Kershaw's Kershaw. You play him if you can. He's expensive, so on a night like tonight with a bunch of aces on the mound, you're not going to go bananas with him. But Kershaw is a solid option per the norm, 31.3% strikeout rate. A couple of D-backs actually have hit him well as you can hit Kershaw, one being Goldie, of course, a couple others. But Kershaw is about as legit as it comes. That's where you're going to start your day if you can. You'll have to mix them up. There's not a ton of good low-priced options per normal. Kershaw, 13.5. Not much more to say there. Next up, Johnny Cueto, 11,600. Like him a lot. I like a couple arms here that you can deviate off of Kershaw and save a couple grand. Cueto being one of them, 11.6 at home against the Rockies. Sure, the Rockies are a good team. They're outside of Coors. Keep that in mind. It's going to be a little chillier. The ball's not going to be flying as much at night in San Francisco, unless you're like Trevor Story or Nolan Arenado. But Cueto, solid stuff to start the year. Earlier in the year against Arizona, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned. But his last start out in San Diego, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks. 11.6 is steep. You need a big return for that. But Cueto is the type to do it. And he'll be very low owned compared to other arms tonight. A, because of his price. And B, because people will see Colorado and they get scared off. So it's definitely something to think about. When you're talking Johnny Cueto, 22.5% strikeout rate, and the Rockies strike out over 20% of the time. So there's good strikeout potential for Mr. One Johnny Cueto. My top pitching target tonight, it's hard to go away from Kershaw, of course, for that price tag. It'll take you off a lot of ownership, not all, but a lot. My top option tonight is one Noah Syndergaard at $11,400. Noah is just outstanding, bringing the heat. Last start out against Miami, 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 12 ground balls to 0 fly balls, 32.8 points going into a Miami ballpark, pitcher friendly. They played a marathon game last night, so who knows who's going to be in that lineup, but you can say like Ozuna and Yelich and Stanton to be there, but Syndergaard at 11-4. Huge, huge K potential. He's striking out almost 30% of the batters he faces. The Marlins only strike out 19% of the time, but Thor is an exception there. Thor at 11-4 is outstanding. I'll be moving on to one Dallas Keuchel, 9,600 on the road in Oakland. Oakland hits lefties well, so I wouldn't be opposed to fading this. He's just been good. He's been that Cy Keuchel. Both starts, he's gone 7 innings. 1 earned and no earned, only 4K, so the K upside's not there. But he's getting you 20 points per start or more at $9,600. You look at him, he's a 20% K rate. They strike out about 19% of the time. They do hit lefties well, like I said, so it's not the best of the best tonight, but it's definitely a good look. There's a lot of great options. That's why mixing and matching tonight is going to be key, because ownership's not going to be as solid as you'd expect. There are a couple that are going to be high-owned, but there will be room to operate. One being Rick Porcello at $9,400. Many will deviate away. He's going up against a Rays team that strikes out 24.3% of the time. Porcello striking guys out at 21%. So the Rays are one of the highest strikeout teams in baseball to start the season. You saw Luis Severino, who we liked a lot yesterday, struck out 11 in 7 innings. Porcello's usually not a big strikeout arm, but for $9,400, he's probably going to get you 6-7 plus strikeouts at least. And he gives you 6 quality innings. He's gotten 6 and 6 and a third, 3 earned in both. Gotten you 16 and 18 DraftKings points. So he's not lighting the world on fire, but I think the K potential is definitely there tonight. Someone to keep an eye on. Another guy that'll be low owned just because of his rocky start to the season will be Masahiro Tanaka. The ugly start to the year against Tampa Bay. Bounced back a bit, 5 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks against Baltimore. The control is still an issue. So fantasy points are still down. It's a dicey play going up against the Cardinals in New York. The ball will be flying, most likely, in that small yard. But St. Louis hasn't quite been hitting. They strike out over 21% of the time. Another high strikeout team. When I see 20% plus, I really, really, really get excited with potential there. So Tanaka could be in for some strikeouts. It's a high price tag for the matchup he's in. But he'll be super low on. So this is one of those plays, if you want to go for the gusto in your GPPs, Masahiro Tanaka will be low owned. A play I really like today is one Danny Duffy at 8,900. I'm on him almost every start, and he proves me right most of the time. He's bringing in a 2.08 ERA into the game. Last time out, he gave up 2 runs in 7 innings, only 3 Ks against Houston. Start before that, he struck out 8 against the Twins. He has really good K potential. The Angels' offense is pretty putrid, given that they're a little better against lefties than they are against righties, but Duffy's striking out 25.4%. The part that worries me, like I said yesterday, is Anaheim only strikes out 16.6% of the time, but then you saw Yu Darvish pop out a double-digit K performance. The Angels have an implied team total of 4.2 runs, which is a bit on the scary side of things, but they do struggle against lefties on the season. They're only hitting 223. I know, small sample, but compared to 322 against right-handed hitters. Something to keep in mind, I think Danny Duffy gives you 6 to 7 quality innings. Another guy lower owned on the scale of things at 8,900. It'll allow you to mix and match a bit, but won't be that highly owned compared to some other options tonight. And I will definitely have some Danny Duffy shares in my lineups. The top mid-tier price, and if he's not high-owned, people just aren't paying attention to anything. I think he's going to have to be Julio Teheran at $8,500. He's a cash game. He's a GPP play. I love him everywhere. If I wasn't going Thor as my top play tonight, it's Teheran. He is awesome. He has 0 earned runs on the year in 7 innings against Pittsburgh, 6 innings against the Mets, 4 Ks and 6 Ks respectively, so he's averaging 5.5 Ks per game. But no earned runs. He's getting you around 20 DraftKings points per start. Going up against a Padres offense that we know they were good in Coors, but let's be real, we're outside of Coors now. The Padres strike out 24.7% of the time. That is your highest number on the slate. Well, no, it's not the highest. It's really close to the highest number on the slate tonight. Second highest. We'll go there. Second highest number on the slate. Big strikeout potential coming from Teheran. They have one of the lower implied team totals on the slate of 3.46. They struggle against, they hit much better against lefties than they do righties. Ton of strikeout potential. You get past the kind of top couple in the lineup, it really drops off massively. Their WOBA is one of the lowest in baseball. Their numbers are very skewed because they just had a Colorado season to start the season. So a small sample size theory, one good series will really boost it up. That'll even out and go back to reality. The Padres, good young team on the rise, not tonight. First game opening up in the ballpark, new ballpark in Atlanta to top it off. It'll be festive. You got to love everything about Teheran at 8,500. He should be super chalky, but you can't ignore the matchup he's in. It's a phenomenal matchup. Really, really good look there with Teheran. If you want to go an off-the-wall GPP play, Chris Archer at $8,400 against the Red Sox. Very dicey play. The Red Sox are one of the best offenses in baseball. We obviously know that, but Archer striking out 27% of the batters he faces. The Red Sox aren't striking out a ton, 18%, and they're heating up. They're finally healthy. They pretty much have their whole lineup, so it's a very dicey play. High implied team total, but good GPP play. Have a little Chris Archer exposure. I'm not going to go too deep in him, but it's one of the extremely, extremely low owned, so it's a good GPP play. Your low-priced arm of the night will be one Kendall Graveman at $6,400 against the Astros. The Astros offense really hasn't impressed me much. We know there's so much talent. If they go off tonight, would you be surprised? Not at all. But Graveman has been outstanding. Opened up against the Angels, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks. Went into Texas, an insane hitting environment against a very good team with a lot of good bats against right-handed pitching. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks. Looked great. He's been low-owned, getting you 22-plus points per every start. Now he's at home, pitcher-friendly, Oco Coliseum, against the Astros offense that has not shown up yet. Graveman, low strikeout, but the Astros strike out 23% of the time. That bodes well for Mr. Kendall Graveman. If he keeps the control down, his velocity's up, his movement's up to start the year. People are very high on what they've seen. I like what I've seen. I liked him a bit last year. He's just not consistent enough. But you have to like what you've seen with Graveman. And they have an implied team total of only 3.94. So it's not even 4, which is what you want, 4 or more usually to start targeting. So they're below 3. They hit lefties better than righties. Everything lines up for a nice sneaky play with Graveman. I think he'll be high owned just because you're going to want to match him up with those higher priced arms. Like, he's the perfect match with Kershaw and Syndergaard and stuff. So you can go a little heavier because Syndergaard's 2,000 cheaper. But Kershaw, Graveman, that's a 1-2 punch cash game galore right there. That's a great staple in cash games. Leaves you money to hit with. And I'd use it in GPPs too, because you just can't fade Kershaw, period. You've learned your lesson there, folks. You cannot fade him. But love Graveman tonight. Graveman, Teheran, 1-2 punch, and you can load up on all the bats. I have no problem with that at all. If you want to get real sneaky, love that play. One note I wanted to tell you on the DK list, even at this moment, at 6 Pacific time in the morning. Adam Conley is on their list. He will be out. He came into the extra inning game last night for some reason. So Edinson Volquez will be pitching. Depending on the price, I think Edinson's a decent GPP play there. Keep your eye on that one. Moving on to the catching position. Russell Martin, 3,600 against Wade Miley. Martin's off to a slow start to the year, but targeting Miley will be very nice tonight. Martin against Miley, not bad at all. If Alex Avila is catching for the Detroit Tigers against Trevor Bauer, Tigers will be a look tonight. $3,400. A small sample size. Avila 6-for-16 with a dong against Bauer. Not a bad play there. Royals will be very much in play tonight against Mr. Ramirez of the Angels. Ramirez coming out of the bullpen, starting for Garrett Richards. He might not be able to go too deep. He hasn't gone really past 40 to 50 pitches yet this year. So you're going to get a lot of Angels bullpen today, which is outstanding. That is a very bad bullpen, very, very bad bullpen. So Salvador Perez at 3,400, very much in play. One of the better catchers to play tonight if you're paying up. One Salvi Perez. If you're fading Graveman, Brian McCann at 3,300 is a solid play. If you're fading Greinke, which he's been okay this year, but I'm telling you that velocity worries me. Very hittable at times. Yasmani Grandal, 3,300, much in play there. Moving on down the list, you have the likes of Travis d'Arnaud. He's going to be so popular. He will be facing a righty tonight in Edinson Volquez. So that changes thing. Initially, it says Conley at 3K, which is outstanding. Facing off against Volquez will be a little different. Still a decent play at 3K value-wise, because so you can, you know, afford some other things. So not bad there. You've got Vasquez or Leon catching for the Boston Red Sox. Rather cheap. Leon's at 2,900. For some reason, Fegley didn't play against the lefty Vargas yesterday. If he's playing against Keuchel and you're fading Keuchel, Josh Fegley at 29, very much in play there as well. And Vasquez, like I said, for Boston against Archer's 2,600. He's been swinging the ball very well, even though he put up a goose egg on us yesterday, which was devastating because I had a lineup that was cooking in the day slate. Still finished okay, but that goose egg killed any chance of some real production. Going on to first base, Joey Votto against Tommy Malone. I don't even care if it's lefty-lefty. Votto hits everybody well. $4,900 is a great play there. Miggy Cabrera got off the snide against Phil Hughes yesterday. He's $4,700 against Bauer. Carlos Santana, the switch hitter against Derek Norris, $4,700. I love him over Encarnacion at 46. Encarnacion to get going, but if I have to pick from the two at first base, given Santana is now first base outfield eligible, so you can play them both if you want, but I'll pay $100 extra for Santana over Edwin. A phenomenal first place base play tonight, like most nights. Freddie Freeman against Julius Chacin at 4,600. Freeman's the top priced, high priced option tonight. Jose Abreu going up against the lefty Mejia. The White Sox stack will be big because Mejia, not a very good pitcher for the Twins. We'll be targeting early and often. Abreu at 44 is very much in play there. If you want to save on Miggy, like usual, V-Mart, he's up to 4,300 against Bauer. Very good play there as well. Carpenter, he's only first base eligible now for the Cardinals. Some of these changes now. Only first base eligible, not first base, third base like he was. He's 4,200 against Tanaka, that short porch and right. Carpenter will be low-owned. That is a sneaky good play. If you're fading Kershaw for some reason, which isn't always the worst, you saw Goldie gave up, or Bumgarner gave up some runs last night. You got Goldie, $4,200 going up against Kershaw. You can go Pujols against the lefty and Duffy at 4K, but I like Duffy a lot. Eric Hosmer for the Royals against Ramirez, 4K. Remember a lot of that Angels bullpen. Chris Davis of the Orioles, first base outfield eligible, 4K against Sanchez. He has taken Sanchez deep three times in his career. First base, per the norm, is very deep this tonight. I loved him last night. He went yard. I love him again tonight. Eric Thames of the Milwaukee Brewers. He's first base and outfield eligible in that hitter's ballpark in Cincinnati. The Brew Crew have a beautiful implied team total of 4.04. And he's going up against Scotty Feldman. Feldman's been off and on this year, but we know what Feldman can do. He can just get blown up on. Thames at 4K. Lock and load. Matt Holliday of the New York Yankees, first base outfield eligible, 3,900 against Michael Wacha. We'll move on to Kendrys Morales, switch hitter against Wade Miley, 3,700. Adrian Gonzalez against Greinke, 3,700. Lots of good looks here. I've kind of highlighted the ones I really like, but I don't mind any of these. If you want to roll the dice with Lomo against Porcello, He's 3,500. Lomo's 8 for 22. He's hitting over 300 against him. Lucas Duda against Volquez will be 3,500. I'd probably go Elser, but not bad. Steve Pierce of the Blue Jays should be playing with a lefty on the mound. He's first base, second base eligible. Going up against Miley, he's 5 for 12 with 2 home runs in his career against Miley. So it's another option. Tons of options tonight. Yeah, Mitch Moreland against the righty and Archer, 3,200. Moreland's just a double machine. Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible against the lefty and Keuchel at 32. A cheap play there if you're going to fade Keuchel. You're going to have to go cheap in certain spots just because of the high-priced arm. So these are definite options on the slate tonight. But, like, Healy is a decent play if he can wake up. Like him, you could go, oh, I just totally went past one of my favorite plays. $3,400. I don't know how I missed it. $3,400. Danny Valencia going up against the lefty and Perez. Seattle is very much in play. Implied team total of 4.28 tonight. They love facing Mr. Perez. They see him a lot in the division. Danny Valencia is built to face lefties. That's when we target him in GFS. He's 6 for 15 lifetime with a double and a homer off of Perez. First base eligible only now, so you got to make that decision with the big position with a lot of options like I mentioned. But Danny Valencia will be extremely low owned. Phenomenal play tonight. So Valencia, you know, Agon, Trumbo, love Eric Thames. I go like Valencia, Thames, Hosmer, little Matt Carpenter to keep it interesting. Love Jose Abreu, love Freddie Freeman. Those are my top first basemen, but I mentioned a ton. It's very, very deep as usual. You can mix and match a lot of good first basemen tonight. Moving on to the second base position. We'll kick it off with Kinsler at 4,800. He had the day off yesterday, so he should be back in action against Mauer. Love Dozier against Covey. Covey pitching for the White Sox. He hasn't pitched past double A. He had a whip over 2, an ERA over like 6 in the spring. He struggled in the minors. He's in there for Rodon, who's out for the White Sox. You're going to get, and their bullpen got taxed quite a bit. Miguel Gonzalez did not go deep on Thursday. So you're going to get a lot of nasty, ugly pitching from Covey and a lot of White Sox bullpen. Twins, outstanding play tonight. High, one of the highest implied team totals at 4.72. The Royals at 4.79. So Twins, very, very much the target of our eye. Dozier at 47. Solid play there. Johnny Villar, remember, second base only here. 47 against Feldman. Love both of those plays. Robbie Cano, don't you know, 7.3. Don't worry about the lefty-lefty matchup. $4,300 there for Robbie Cano. Brad Miller is off to kind of a slow start. Second base only again, 3,900. But he has taken Rick Porcello deep 3 times in his career. So keep that in mind. Devin Travis at $3,800 against the lefty and Miley would be low-owned option there. Rougie Odor, Felix Hernandez is on the mound, so many Rangers will not be targeted. Felix has been off and on. He's been better this year, but he's been hittable at times as well. So if you want to go Rangers, you can. There's other so many really good options tonight, so you don't have to. But they'll be low owned, so Rugi, $3,700. You can go to the likes of, remember I said Steve Pierce, first base, second base option. Jonathan Scope, second base, third base, $3,300 against Aaron Sanchez. Scope, 7 for 18, sitting over 300 lifetime against Sanchez. You can go down to Solarte if you're fading Teheran. Solarte's just been swinging everything. He's $3,200. Second base only now, not second base, third base, second base only. Everyone's going to flock to Wilmer Flores if you're not paying attention. Remember, he's not facing the lefty and Conley. So we leave Flores alone tonight, even though he went yard first last night. We wait till the lefty comes back on the hill there. And that should just about do it for our second base position. Not much value-wise there. You're going to have to pay up at second base. That's why some of those first base options will be very nice, very, very nice. Third base, Josh Donaldson left yesterday's game. If he's in play against Miley, he's a lock and load at $5,100. Machado's always in play at $4,800. You go down to Nick Castellanos. His price tag keeps rising, rightfully so. He's been on fire. If you're playing the Tigers, you have to play Castellanos, $4,400 against Trevor Bauer. In a really good spot there, hitting over 300 with a homer lifetime against Bauer. Miguel Sano on fire, hitting lefties, hitting right. He's some of the hardest hit contact in all of baseball right now. He's $4,200 against Covey. Miguel Sano is one of the best plays on the board, period. If you're not stacking at Twins, he's still worth a play by himself. Love Miguel Sano tonight. Another good play, even with a lefty on the mound, so it'll scare people off. Kyle Seager, 4K against Perez. Seager's 12 for 30 lifetime with four home runs against Perez. Four. So do not forget Kyle Seager. Many people will look the other way, let's say lefty-lefty, and not know the story behind it. He likes to face Mr. Perez. Travis Shaw, $3,800 against Scott Feldman. He let us down so much yesterday in a great matchup against Arroyo. I'll go back to the well again today. $3,800 against Feldman. Eugenio Suarez off to an amazing start to the year. $3,700. A red stack against Tommy Malone is a must tonight. Reds 4.68 implied team total, third highest on the board, going up against the one and only Tommy Malone in that ballpark. Get me some Eugenio Suarez in your life. Eduardo Nunez, $3,600, going up against Tyler Anderson of the Rockies. Good lefty-righty matchup. Nunez is off to a blazing start to the season. Nice-looking play there against Anderson. Jorge Polanco, second base, third base eligible. Seaver's hitting in the lineup. He's hitting towards the top at 3,500. Could be a nice play against Covey and a lot of that White Sox bullpen. He's playing pretty well, getting on, stealing bases, scoring runs. He'll be extremely low-owned and get you a piece of that Minnesota stack to go with the Snows and others that we will mention. Mentioned Scope already. Trevor Plouffe against the lefty, 3,300. Not bad there. Ryan Schimpf, if you're playing the Padres against Tehran, I mentioned Solarte. Schimpf is in play at 3,300, third base only. Very good play there. Love me some Mike Moustakas at 3,200 against Ramirez. You're going to get Ramirez and a lot of Angels bullpen. Remember, 3,200 is very good. Chase Headley, 3,200 against Michael Walker in that ballpark. That's a good, an interesting, you know, game stack there. It's not a high total, not a ton to like. Like, the total's only, got it right here. The total is only, it's an over-under of 8. Yankees are heavy favorites, minus 142. You're facing off against Walker, who doesn't strike out a ton. He walks a ton. His control's been really off this year. The Yankees have an implied team total of 4.25. They're hitting righties as one of the best teams against righties in baseball right now. Their team ISO is phenomenal. Woba's okay. They are a very sneaky team that many aren't going to pay attention to. Headley's off to a great start. But like I said, you could double stack the game. You play like Carpenter at first, Headley at third. I'm going to mention a couple other names down the road here that I like a lot. But Headley swinging the bat very well. Good play at $3,200. I already mentioned Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible. If you're fading Danny Duffy, Yunel Escobar off to a great start. He's a contact hitter. Likes facing lefties. He's $3,100 to keep an eye on there. Always a GPP play for the Rangers with Beltre out for so long. Joey Gallo at $3,100 against King Felix. Not the most ideal play, but a decent GPP play, to say the least. And that'll take us through the third base position. Heading to shortstop. It starts with Manny Machado. Carlos Correa, $4,800 against Kendall Graveman. Gotta love Francisco Lindor, switch hitter, going up against Derek Norris, $4,700. Probably the top-priced option I'd use at shortstop. Mr. Lindor just on fire. Xander Bogaerts, third base, shortstop eligible against Archer at $4,500. I love Corey Seager. If you're fading Granky, Seager at $4,200. He's taken him deep twice in a short sample size. Very short. So it's a good play there. Tulo against the lefty Miley at $3,900. Very, very nice play there at $3,900. Tim Anderson went deep yesterday for the White Sox. Going up against the lefty Mejia. Anderson very much in play at $3,800. Very, very much in play. Tyler Saladino, if he's still leading off for the White Sox, you could have him at shortstop or third base at 36. I like Anderson more for 38, but Saladino's definitely in play as well. Zach Cozart, sneaky low-owned shortstop at 36 against Tommy Malone, always in play. As Drubal Cabrera will be 3,600, he's off to a really, really good start to the season. He's a switch hitter. He'll be facing Volquez from the left side. Drubal's a great play tonight. I really like him a ton at $3,600. You can go to Alcides Escobar if you want to face a lot of Angels bullpen at 33. It's not the best play tonight, but I can't blame you. Dansby Swanson at $3,300 leading off for the Braves. If you're having a Braves stack, you're playing Swanson. I know it's righty-righty, but $3,300, you put him in front of Freddie Freeman, you know, Markakis, and some of those other bats, gets on base, your score is just some runs. Like Swanson at $3,300. Marcus Semien against the lefty, $3,200. You can go to some Chris Owens, if you want to get weird against Kershaw at 29, I wouldn't advise it, but it's a decent punt play if you're looking that way, hoping you find gold. Ronald Torres, shortstop only for the Yanks at 26, is a decent punt play against Waka. This is where you're looking for punts. It's probably shortstop. There's some high-priced ones I like a lot, but you can go for a couple cheapies there. Going to the outfield, always loaded. You got Trout, 5,200 against Duffy. He's taking them deep. You got Betts, $5,000 against Archer. Betts has two homers. He's at over 300 against Archer. Ryan Braun went deep yesterday. We loved him. He's 5K. I don't care if it's righty-righty. Braun is definitely in play. Springer's on fire, 4,700 against Graveman. Not the best at ballpark, and we like Graveman a lot, so he won't be one of my top plays, but you can't ignore him. Yoenis Cespedes double-donged yesterday, triple-donged a few days ago. He's 4,600. He's definitely in play against Volquez tonight. Great, great hitter there. You got the likes of Jose Bautista against the lefty and Wade Miley at 45. Nelson Cruz, 4,400 against Perez. Cruz against the lefty, folks. You know what to do. He's taken Perez deep twice in only 10 at-bats. He's hidden 500 in 10 at-bats against Cruz. I know it's a small sample size, but he matches lefty as a whole. I'm not even talking just Perez. As a whole, he crushes lefties. Love me some Nelly Cruz. If you are stacking against Tanaka, Dexter Fowler leading off at 4,300 in front of Carpenter. Very nice play there. Love Adam Duvall tonight at 4,300 against Tommy Malone. Duvall is going deep. I'm calling my shot. Adam Duvall, home run tonight, $4,300. Billy Hamilton leading off at 42. Lorenzo Cain at 4,100 against a ton of Angels bullpen is a very nice play. Very nice. He's off to a very good start. Getting up. He's running a ton. He's stealing bases and scoring runs. Like him a lot. The switch hitting Melky Cabrera at 41, very much in play tonight. Go Keon Broxton if you want, but I go elsewhere. Will Myers, if you're stacking San Diego, you got to have Myers in there at 41. Myers, Solarte, Schimpf, Margot, that would be your stack. You could sprinkle in some Renfro if you like, but I'd go that route. Already mentioned Chris Davis against Sanchez at 4K. Eric Thames, loved him, mentioned him at 4K. If you're fading Syndergaard for some reason, you have to have Yelich in your lineup at 4,000. Avisel Garcia against the lefty Mejia. Avisel just destroys lefties. This is a great play today. Must play in your White Sox stacks. Could be a one- or two-man stack, and you still have Garcia. $3,900 against the lefty. Mejia is a phenomenal play. Just like Max Kepler. Absolutely love him against Covey and a ton of White Sox bullpen at $3,900. So you could save some money here in the outfield. You don't have to pay up. I'd be fine with Garcia and Kepler being two of your three outfielders right there at $3,900. There's a couple right next to him. I don't mind either. But Kepler at $3,900 against Covey. He went deep yesterday, hitting towards the top of that order. If he's not second, he's usually fifth. So he's in a great spot to produce. Like Kepler at $3,900. I already mentioned Holiday. Aaron Judge against Waka at 39. Always in play right now, the way he's swinging the bat. Hopefully, they'll finally move him up in the order. Steven Souza Jr., $3,800. His righties better than lefties, so definitely in play there. Andrew Benintendi, $3,800 against Archer. If you're playing the Red Sox, which you should, they have one of the highest totals on the board tonight. I like Archer as a GPP play because he's always got that high K potential. But if you are playing Red Sox bats, Archer, $3,800. Obviously in play. No warmers are a 3,800 in play. For the Braves, if stacking against Chacin, I mentioned Swanson. If you don't want to go Swanson, I like this one even more. Ender Inciarte, 3,800. I mention him almost every podcast because he's so cheap. Gets on, steals bases. Oh, and he double-donged the other day. So all is good in the world. Robbie Grossman, $3,700. He went deep yesterday. Solid play in your twin stack. Kiermaier, $3,700. Always in play for the Rays. Jacoby Ellsbury, $3,700. He's actually swinging a decent bat to start the year. Short porch against Waka. Ellsbury in a Yankee stack will be nice. Low-owned play there. Chris with a K. Davis. Righty-lefty, doesn't matter. Facing a lefty, which is phenomenal. Much better against lefties, $3,700. K with the Chris Davis. Could be a one-off against Keuchel. Very good play there. Cameron Maybin against a lefty and Duffy, 36. Not the most ideal play, but it is in play. Corey Dickerson, $3,600, always in play at the top of that order for the Rays. Sen Su Chu, $3,600 at top of the order for the Rangers against Hernandez is in play. Going down to Jock Jams, $3,600 against Granke. That's a sneaky loan play there. Carlos Gonzalez against Johnny Cueto, $3,600. He's hit Cueto pretty well in his career, 10 for 29, two doubles and a home run. So if you're fading Cueto, Cargo is a play in that one. Rajay Davis against the lefty, $3,500. Jay Bruce against Edinson Volquez at 3,500 will be a phenomenal play. Love me some Jay Bruce today at 3,500. Brandon Guyer against the lefty and Derek Norris. He should be in that Cleveland lineup. If he's hitting high in the order, I like it as a part of a stack at 34. If he's hitting low, not saying he won't produce. It's just not as ideal with the other options in the outfield. So keep an eye on the lineups with that one. A lot of good options here in the outfield tonight. If you're fading Kershaw for some reason, you got to go A.J. Pollock at 3,400. Hitting at the top of that order. Lefty-righty matchup. Love me some Pollock. Moving down the list, same with Yosmani Tomas, 3,300 against the lefty. An Arizona stack, if you're having a bunch of lineups, I'm talking like 10-plus lineups, I would put an Arizona stack in just to hedge, because if they go off, they're going to be so low-owned, it's worth it. It's basically a lineup you're kind of just kissing to the skies. That's where you put like your Archer and your other, like, you go ultimate GPP. You go the plays I've been saying that are really good, sneaky plays, like Archer and those guys. Then you throw in like a Tomas, Goldie, Pollock-type stack, and then mix and match around that, and it could get interesting for you. Highly unlikely to work, but the night it does, you are going to be cashing so much money. But that's only if you're playing a ton of lineups. Moving on to, we'll go with we're running out, we're down to the low priced options. Manny Margot, like I mentioned, 3,100 against Tehran. That's a very nice cheap price for the talent we're seeing. He's out of coolers, remember that, so temper your expectations, but if you're fading him, that's a nice look there. Hunter Renfro at 3K as well. So good options there for your Padres stack if you're going that route. Gerardo Parra, 2,900 against Cueto. Again, if you're fading Cueto, which isn't always the worst thing, 2,900 good. He's 14 for 38 lifetime with four doubles and two home runs. Pretty good sample size there against Parra. So he does know who he's facing in that one. And you could go Andrew Tolles leading off for the Dodgers at 27 against Greinke for some salary relief. I like that play as well to help you get some of the big-time pitchers in. Probably one of the better salary relief plays on the day would be the one Andrew Tolles. Well, that takes us through all the position players. We've mentioned the pitchers. It's loaded. It's ace night. I love ace night. Gives you so many options. Ownership levels will be way different. Like I mentioned, you got Kershaw at 13.5, Cueto at 11.6. Love Thor. Thor's my top option at 11.4. Keuchel, 96 against Oakland. Porcello, 94 against Boston. Good K upside there. GPP only. Tanaka, 91 against St. Louis. Duffy, 89 against the Angels is very nice. Tehran, 85 against San Diego. Probably the best play of the day, cash and GPP. And then I love Graveman at 6,400 against Houston. Very low owned, low priced. Might not actually be low owned just because they can mix and match with Kershaw. Remember, Conley will be out for Miami. Volquez in there. Stacks of the night, Minnesota against Covey, because you're going to get a lot of Covey and a lot of White Sox bullpen who got taxed. They're going to be tired. Implied team total of 4.72. Love that. Love the Royals at 4.79 against Ramirez. Going to get a lot of Angels bullpen there. Reds against Tommy Malone's awesome. Duvall's going deep. Cleveland against Norris is good. Love the White Sox against Mejia. Remember, Abreu. See if Frazier's playing. He's been injured. But Abigail Garcia in the outfield is phenomenal. Tim Anderson in the infield is great as well. Atlanta against Jalice Chacin. Inciarte, Freeman, Markakis, great plays there. Milwaukee against Scott Feldman. Braun, love me some Thames. You can even mix in some Broxtons or some of the others there. Good options with Milwaukee. Toronto against the lefty, Miley. See if Donaldson's playing. He's a great play. You got Tulo. You got tons of other great plays with Toronto in that one. And Seattle against Martin Perez. Seager will be low-owned. Lefty-lefty. Great play there. Nelly Cruz on fire. Don't forget Danny Valencia against the lefty. Phenomenal play there. So lots to like tonight. There's two games early. Cole versus Hendricks. Nola versus Stras. You can mix and match there if you want. But this is for your 13-game evening slate. Hope the information helps. Let's cash tonight. And everybody have a great weekend. I'll have one out for you tomorrow morning or late tonight. But let's get it today. This is your April 14th Friday MLB DFS. Let's get it.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. all so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.